Bricks, as you might have noticed, the Olympics are going on.
Yeah, I have noticed.
Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh doing it for the Americans again last night, three-peating in beach volleyball. Would you care to wax poetic?
No. Did you know that Misty May Traynor's husband plays for the Dodgers?
I did know that. They talk about it all the time. Apparently, he was watching from the clubhouse last night. Excited.
Yep. Good for him. To be honest, it's beach volleyball.
Wait, you can't get into the beach volleyball?
I mean, aesthetically, it's all right. By the way, aesthetically, it's also very overrated. I can watch the hot chicks and be. If I want to find hot chicks, the internet exists. I can find hot chicks doing better stuff than playing beach volleyball. Plus, they're not all hot, so you get caught looking at some that you're like, ah, that's a bummer. Like, I had to fight through
but
her.
But it's certainly better than, like, do you see the women's discus?
Yeah.
That is some terrifying stuff, dude.
That is a lot.
It's scary even without the Herculean scream right after they release. It has, like, no reason
the
for that
scream. You know,
but, like, that is some terrifying stuff.
I wish the WTA or whatever the heck the governing body of tennis,
true.
What would they do if they ran the women's discus? Like, if they had the
In
women's
fact, they
shot
should,
put.
They should start running promos of, like, Anna Korn. Yeah, you know, use Anna Kournikova, because, like, Anna Kournikova hitting a tennis shot, be like, ah, and then show a women's discus thing on, and go, all right, at least we're not that.
Yeah.
So cool.
To be honest, like, little orgasmic grunts from Anna Kournikova never really bothered me. I never understood why that was an issue.
You know what bothers me?
It's like, what's going on? Tennis is on?
The blood curdling battle cry coming out of the women's discus though is enough to make me
bad.
Just turn off and go sit in a dark room for a while.
But listen, they're good for them. They're good.
You know what's you know what you had to have gotten into in the Olympics, because I know this because you are a writer for us in terms of all things track. So I know you're totally into the Lolo Jones coverage.
Listen, I think Lolo Jones got a bad rap. If you weren't,
right?
If you weren't familiar, Lolo Jones, virgin, attractive, got a lot of publicity. This person wrote this New York Times piece, and this was before she underachieved, and she did underachieve. In the New York Times, Jurey Longman, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, there's an accent on his first name. I never know what to do with that accent. What it's supposed to mean. It just says pronounce this differently, but it doesn't really tell me how. This guy writes this piece. First of all, when you read the piece, the first thing you think is an ugly woman, a bitter ugly woman wrote this piece. Turns out it was a bitter ugly man. And it's talking...
But somebody who, like, seriously has a personal vendetta against virgins, sprinters, or just Lolo Jones herself.
You know, he calls her the Anna Kournikova of track and field. Well, also, Anna Kournikova never won anything.
The height of Anna Kournikova's tennis career was being in the Hero video with Enrique Iglesias.
Right.
That is as good a tennis as she got.
Lolo Jones, and again, this article was written before she underachieved, and you can even ask her, she'll say she underachieved. Lolo Jones is very decorated. She owns American indoor hurdle records.
She's a two-time world champion at indoor.
Yeah. So it's not...
It's not Anna Kournikova, jackass.
Qualified. There's justifiable reasons why she's getting a lot of press. Does the virgin thing, is that a card that is being played and dealt with? Yes. Does she overhype it? No. The media does.
Right.
And
the
she
media
talks
does.
About
and
it.
And does her level of hotness ramp up the
help?
Media coverage?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know
but
what?
When was the last time that happened?
Tom Brady's
yeah,
level of
about,
hotness helps.
How about all the time? Anyone who's attractive gets more coverage. Let's be honest.
Yeah. So she's getting berated here. She breaks down and cries on USA Today. Her teammates are berating.
Here,
it's not her fault.
Yeah. Let's play this. We have Dawn Harper and Kelly Wells, who competed against her and finished ahead of her in the 100-meter hurdle final. They sat down with Michelle Beadle to, assess the catty bitches club.
Now, you thought that you weren't getting enough respect after last
that?
Time. Well, I read
I said that.
I read a lot
yes,
of
I
stuff.
Do. Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, I feel as if I had a pretty good story. Knee surgery 2 months before Olympic trials in 2008 to make the team by .007, not have a contract. Right. Working three jobs, living in a frat house, trying to make it work. Coming off running in someone else's shoes, getting a gold medal. Sounds pretty interesting. Coming from East St. Louis, I just felt as if I worked really hard. to, you know, represent my country in the best way possible and to come away with the gold medal and to honestly seem as if because their favorite didn't win, all of a sudden it was just like, well, we're kind of going to push your story aside and still going to push this one. That hurt. That it did. It hurt my feelings. But I feel as if I showed that, you know, I can deal with the pressure. I came back. And I think you kind of got to respect it a little bit now.
Do you guys, kind of hang out together? I take it. Like, this is like
a little bit.
Yeah. Is there fighting amongst the team here? We're talking about Lolo Jones, if we can't figure this out. Is there an awkward situation, or now that it's over, we've just all moved on?
I think that on the podium tonight, the three girls that earned their spot and that got their medals and that worked hard and did what they needed to do prevailed, and that's all that really needs to be said.
Seriously?
Unbelievably.
Intense hate. And I'm sorry, but you sound like catty bitches. Like, that's it. You sound like such jerks.
First of all, there's nothing worse than touting your own great story.
And doing it in such a way that makes you sound like, oh, God, yeah. It's so revolting.
You know
the way
why nobody's
sounds.
Picking up your story? Because you are not an attractive person to talk. Not like physically attractive. When people, I mean, just listening to that, I'm like, you're not charismatic. You're not somebody I like. I'm not drawn to you. I mean, if anything, I'm repulsed by.
Like, what just happened was those two auditioning for, they belong on an ABC Family sitcom about teenagers, and they're the villains. Like, those are, like, the girls that give everybody else a hard time. Yeah. That's exactly what just happened.
Yeah, track bitches on Bravo.
Exactly! Like, that is... Like, no wonder nobody wanted to talk about your story, because you're a bad person.
You probably got interviewed a couple times, and people were like, this person does not radiate likability
no.
to be at the end of the day. I mean, I find that despicable. I don't know. Maybe Lolo Jones is very two-faced, and she's just a jerk on that team, and nobody likes her. I can't speak to
but
that.
But nobody sees that? Like, there's no evidence to that.
She seems perfectly fine and nice. It's not her... Again, it's like we talked about with Tebow. It's not Lolo Jones' fault that the media decided she was a good story and ran with it. Does she play into it? Yeah, as she should. She's attractive. She's an Olympian. Yeah, once every 4 years are you marketable as an Olympian. And you know, she was in the last Olympics. She probably won't be in the next Olympics. So you have to maximize your earning potential here. And so if she's having some fun with it, if she's growing it, good for her. It just seems ridiculous. You sound catty and pathetic when you have an interview like that.
All right, so Lolo Jones was then on the Today Show responding to the New York Times article. She didn't respond directly to these. I don't know what to call them, allegations.
These jabs.
Okay, that's a good word. She didn't respond to that. So we're gonna play a game we introduced last week, still with the working title, "What They Meant to Say." And we're going to play it with Lolo Jones. So here's Lolo Jones on the Today Show. Let's take a listen, and then I'm going to be Lolo Jones and defend her honor.
You mentioned you've been dealing with a lot of tough stuff lately. The New York Times did a very tough piece criticizing you for being more image than accomplishment.
Yeah.
How hard was that to deal with?
I think it was crazy just because it was 2 days before I competed. And then the fact that it was from a U.S. media, like, I mean, they should be supporting our U.S. Olympic athletes, and instead they just ripped me to shreds. And I just thought that was crazy because I worked 6 days a week every day for 4 years for a 12-second race. And the fact that they just tore me apart, it was just heartbreaking. I'm not, like, you know, didn't even do the research, called me the Anna Kournikova of track. I have the American record hold. I'm the American record holder indoors. I have 2 world indoor titles. And just because I don't boast about these things, I don't think I should be ripped apart by media. So, I mean, I laid it out there. I fought hard for my country. And I think it's just a shame that I have to deal with so much backlash when I'm already so brokenhearted as it is.
All right, so she gets a little emotional there. As you would imagine, as we all might have when we had high school bullies bearing down on us. You can't describe this as anything other than high school jealousy and ridiculous, you know.
And to a degree, you have to say she got a lot of positive press, so you have to take some of the good with the bad. However, this seemed unwarranted.
Overzealous. Right. And by the way, it's not like she failed to qualify. She finished fourth.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's absurd.
So this is me as Lolo Jones.
You mentioned you've been dealing with a lot of tough stuff lately. The New York Times did a very tough piece criticizing you for being more image than accomplishment.
Yeah. I mean,
how hard was that to deal with?
I think it was crazy just because
it was pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. Because Jack Wagon over at New York Times didn't exactly have his facts right. Hey, a-hole, I'm a two-time world champion. And I have an American record, so why don't you back the F off with your little laptop and your little writing, thinking you're smart? And hey, Dawn Harper and Kelly Wells, yeah, congratulations, you finished ahead of me right now. Do you need to kick me while I'm down, you jerks? All right, hey, you know what? This is gonna be great. In 8 days, when the Olympics are over and nobody cares anymore, you two can crawl back into the anonymity from which you just came, and I'll continue to be the media darling that I am. Cause you know what? People like me. It's not my fault that everyone hates you because you're obviously terrible looking and terrible people. So I'm Lolo Jones. Screw you all. You can take your medals and shove them. Praise Jesus. All right, so that's Lolo Jones. How do we
take your medals and shove them where I don't let anybody shove anything?
Exactly. See, she felt restrained there.
Right.
Her faith kicked in and she felt restrained.
You've never looked better, to be honest, Joe B.
As Lolo Jones.
As Lolo Jones.
We kind of have the same voice, don't we? A little bit.
She doesn't have a very. That's a low point.
It's kind of like Hope Solo, where like everything's great. Except the voice.
Well, with Hope Solo, everything's great except the voice and most of the stuff she says out of her mouth.
That's true. All right, so let's keep going. We're going to step away from this, from the Olympics for a minute, and we're going to talk about Matt Flynn. We touched on it earlier. Matt Flynn answering questions about Terrell Owens yesterday. He was asked about dealing with T.O.'s reputation at Seahawks camp. Brixie's going to be Matt Flynn. So here is how Flynn responded to the comments yesterday.
You've heard the stories about T.O.'s reputation. How do you process that now as a teammate?
You know, you hear all the stories, you hear everything. I've sat and talked to him a lot since he's been here, and he seems like a extremely nice guy. And it's one of those things that the program that we're running here, the attitude that the whole team has, I think it's going to be a good situation for him and us.
All right, so a rather PC answer from Mr. Flynn, but probably not what he was actually thinking. So here comes Pierce Bricks as Matt Flynn.
You've heard the stories about T.O.'s reputation. How do you process that now as a teammate?
Did the Giants take a look at him? All the stories, you hear everything.
Did the Saints sniff it? Did none of these good teams look at him?
Is he any good? The program that we're running.
I can deal with the defense. First of all, it would help if Pete Carroll would name me the starter. That helps a lot if you're going to bring in a big time diva. At least let me deal with him as the starter. Give me the official title. And secondly, I'm fine with him. I can deal with that if he's good enough. But the fact of the matter is, he's 38 years old. You keep fishing me all these old guys. I have no offense. Sidney Rice is a bust. Why are you paying that guy that much money? I got Marshawn Lynch. I can hand the ball off. But Golden Tate's not doing nothing. I'm looking for help. If T.O. can help, that'd be fantastic. But I don't think that's where we should be looking for. Why don't you give me somebody young, somebody hungry, and somebody that's not going to serve me up a bunch of attitude?
The end. Not going to serve me up a bunch of attitude. Well played, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so last bit of, we'll get back into a little bit of the Olympic coverage. As you know, because you are track extraordinaire for 1045theteam.com.
Absolutely.
Usain Bolt captured his second straight 100-meter gold, this time with an Olympic record. And coming into the Olympics, he had a lot of doubters, a lot of people saying a lot of junk about him. So he was asked about those doubters after the race, after he became world champion again. Here's what Bolt said.
What'd you say to all those doubters?
Huh? I'm not gonna say anything. All right, on the track, people can talk. All they can do is talk. I tell you, people, that when it comes to the championships, it's all about business for me, and I brought it.
All right, so that was Bolt again. PC answer, just like, I'm gonna put it out there on the track and whatever. I'm not gonna say anything to my haters. You know, he wanted to say something to the haters. This is Usain Bolt talking. All right, so here is. I'm going to be Usain Bolt.
What do you say to all those doubters? Huh?
What do I say to the doubters? I say, look at me now, son. What are you talking about? I'm washed up. Did you see me in 08? I won with a world record by basically giving everybody the finger. All right, and I did it again this year. And so y'all can back off. I'm here to stay. I'm the fastest man ever. And leave me the heck alone. Nobody touches me.
Where my Pumas at?
Exactly.
You gotta add the endorser. He gets paid a lot of money.
Right. That's
for that.
Yeah. That's true. We should have added that little endorsement there at the end. All right, we'll put a wrap on what they meant to say there, and we'll come back. We'll get an outrageous claim. It's Two Guys, One Mic.